Over the past decade, Janet Jackson has had a more successful commercial career than her brother Michael. She's just released her first album in 4 years. It's called The Velvet Rope, and it reunites her with the production team with whom she made her biggest hits, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
In the unreal party world that people like Janet Jackson inhabit, the velvet rope is what separates them from the hoi polloi, from you and me. So when Jackson commences her new CD with an invitation to join her, as she says, inside my velvet rope, it's intended as more than a tease. It's her way of saying she wants to level with us, to get down to some sort of emotional nitty-gritty. At its best, as on this slinky song called My Need, Jackson's neediness is compelling. It turns out that when Janet Jackson moves into the confessional mode, she sings mostly about sex, straight and gay, kinky and romantic. But other than providing an excuse for her to put an interesting slur in her voice when she sings, the content is puerile, banal. Like her brother Michael, Janet seems to think that sexual frankness translates as emotional honesty. And like Michael, whenever she's not being salacious, she's either hostile or goopily sentimental. Her saving grace, therefore, is the music itself. Working in close collaboration with producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, she can pull off things like this, a pretty little homage to the Supremes called Together Again. Like all too many pop acts these days, Jackson uses samples from old hits to do the work of original melodies. In the song I played earlier in this review, you probably recognize the hook from The Cisco Kid by War. Another song here uses the riff from Archie Bell and the Drells' Tighten Up, and the album's first single, Got Till It's Gone, is little more than a clever gloss on Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. If the Velvet Rope ultimately promises more than it delivers, it accomplishes what it sets out to do, which is to seduce you. Jackson and Jam and Lewis are expert at drawing you into their sinuous rhythm tracks. This is certainly the most listenable dance music disc around these days. It's just that all its shrewdness and skill is deployed in the service of songcraft almost completely bereft of an emotional impact.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.